The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a new rule for how coal-fired power plants can dispose of wastewater contaminated with coal ash. As WFAE's Michael Falero reports, it could change how a number of Duke Energy's North Carolina plants handle the substance.
The EPA rule is a revision of a 2015 rule from the Obama administration. Utilities would now be able to use cheaper technologies to handle their coal ash wastewater. That's water used to clean smokestacks, as well as clear out coal ash that collects in furnaces. The EPA says utilities would save about $140 million with the rule change. Frank Holloman is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, which has sued Duke Energy multiple times over its handling of coal ash. Holloman says Duke Energy has to decide how it will handle its coal ash wastewater.
Are they going to protect our waterways in North Carolina and our drinking water by adhering to the limits and putting in place and operating the technology to comply with the limits of the 2015 rule? Or are they going to instead seek to take advantage of this rollback?
A spokesperson for Duke Energy says the utility likely won't be impacted by the new rule because it invested more than $1 billion in new technologies to filter wastewater to comply with the stricter 2015 rule. The Southern Environmental Law Center's Frank Holloman says Duke's plant in Roxborough already uses a closed system that doesn't create wastewater, and it could install that system at its other sites, including the Marshall and Allen steam stations near Charlotte. Holloman expects the new rule to be challenged in court and says it may not go into effect until after the election. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.